Mishnah Beis. Our Masechta is developing more into Shemona Esrei. It's going more into the specifics, and now our mission is going to focus on a couple of additions which we add into Shemona Esrei on certain days of the year. And the first one is Mashvor Ruach. We start saying this on Shmini Atzeres, we say it all the way until Pesach, and the point of Mashvor Ruach is to praise Hashem for rain and for the wind. We're not asking Hashem for rain and wind. Mashvor Ruach Moed HaGeshem means the one who makes the wind blow and he makes the rain come down. We're praising Hashem for doing that. And therefore, it's got to be in one of the first three brachas, because those are the ones praising Hashem. And the Mishnah tells us, Mazkirin Gevurus Kishom Beschias HaMesim. We mention the power of rain, meaning we praise Hashem for the rain which he brings down, Beschias HaMesim, in the bracha about Tchias HaMesim, about bringing the dead to life when Mashiach comes. And that is the bracha of Atah Gibor, the second bracha of Shemona Esrei. And the reason for this is because rain does a very similar thing. Rain also brings life to all the vegetation, all the plants, and of course animals end up eating the plants, people end up eating the animals. Rain really does bring about and sustain life, and therefore it's fitting that it isn't in the bracha of bringing things to life. Now what about asking for rain? When do we do that? So that's the words of V'sein talu motar livracha. We ask Hashem to give dew and rain as a blessing. And when do we say that? V'shalin hagashonim levrikas ashonim. We ask for rain in the bracha where we bless the years, borech aleinu. That's when we daven for a parnasa, sustenance, that there be produce in the fields. And of course, rain is very much necessary for that. And therefore, it is certainly fitting that the bracha where we ask Hashem for rain is the bracha where we ask Hashem for sustenance, to allow us to have a living. Okay, now we come to the third and final addition, which our Mishnah will discuss. And that is Havdalah, mentioning the separation between Shabbos and a weekday, and this is added every Motzei Shabbos in Maariv. And the question of our Mishnah is, when exactly and in which bracha does Havdalah fit? So according to the Tanakhama, the Havdalah, we mention Havdalah, this idea of separation, b'chinin hadas, in the bracha of chinin hadas at achinin. The reason being that this is the first bracha, which is a weekday bracha. The first three brachas apply both on Shabbos and on the weekday. At achinin is the first weekday bracha, and therefore that's already where you see the separation between Shabbos and a weekday. And therefore we mention this idea of Havdalah in Chinin Hadas. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, since the subject of Havdalah doesn't really have much to do with Atah Chinin, it shouldn't be said as part of that bracha, rather next to that bracha. So it should be said at the beginning of the weekday brachas, and therefore Omra Bracha Revias Bifnei Atzma, one should say it as a fourth bracha in and of itself, and then go on to Atah Chinin and finish Shemona Esrei. And now we have a third opinion. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, it's in a totally different place in Shemona Esrei, and that is Behidah in the bracha of thanks, i.e. Moedim. Just before Va'al Kulam, we say it over there because, according to Rabbi Eliezer, one of the main points of mentioning Havdalah is to thank Hashem for giving us the ability to see the separation between Shabbos and a weekday, between day and night, light and dark. We're thanking Hashem for that, and therefore it is fitting to place this addition into Shemona Esrei in the bracha of Moedim, where we thank Hashem for everything else.